This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Each Monday, we take some time to make sure you get the latest public health news in Washtenaw County as we continue to deal with the pandemic. Joining us on the WEMU phone line is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. And Susan, thank you for joining us for another weekly update. It is greatly appreciated.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, beginning today, there's going to be new COVID-19 drive-through testing available in Ypsilanti Township, right?
Correct. We've had, really for a couple of weeks now, we've had some additional options for community testing. And as you mentioned, there's another one starting today with Kroger Health. And that one is specifically a little bit different because you don't have to have a symptom if you're an essential worker that has been reporting to work. They will provide testing.
And this is going to be at Ford Elementary School on East Clark Road and will operate between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday. How did this partnership with Kroger Health come about?
Well, as you know, there's been, as the testing landscape has changed, there's really been a lot of new entities starting to offer testing. And in particular, this Kroger partnership has been initiated through the federal and state health authorities. And they really looked nationally and across Michigan for some high priority areas where it made sense to offer this testing. So our Washtenaw County, and in particular the east side of the county, was selected as one of those areas.
And in the broader sense, is testing becoming more widely available at this point?
Well, yes and no. It is certainly more available than it was perhaps just a few weeks ago, and that's especially true in terms of access. You know, we have these what we're calling community testing sites. For a long time now, the testing has been through healthcare providers, and it's still healthcare providers doing that, but they're doing it outside of some of their normal ways that they're offering it directly. So, i.e., it's available at a community location like these schools where you can drive up and walk up. So that's important to really create that access. However, most of the testing that's still being offered is still for somebody with at least one symptom. So we're still talking about some sort of actual symptomatic illness. And of course, as we all know, we really need to get to that point where testing is very routine and anybody can get tested, you know, all the time, especially as we look toward reopening. So that's still a bit of a struggle in terms of widespread testing.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator Susan Cerniglia on WEMU. As you mentioned, reopening, Washtenaw County Administrator Greg Dill has announced he's targeting June 1st for reopening portions of county government to provide in-person services. That includes the treasurer and clerk's offices and the county courts. How closely has public health been working with the administrator's office to make sure safety is priority as we begin to reopen?
Yeah, we've definitely been working really closely and, of course, in tune with the orders as they come out of state government. And our role really as the health department is to provide that expertise and guidance on the infection control. And, of course, any business, whether it's the county or another entity, are really the ones who have their own business and operations expertise. So together we can really look at, you know, what's likely to reduce infection rates as things open and reduce the spread of germs in any setting. And then the owners and operators are really the ones that can help figure out, you know, what does my business practice look like and how can I be safest in this environment moving forward.
So as we do move forward, and we're going to start probably sometime in the next month to see many more businesses reopen fully, do you anticipate that because of that we may see another surge in cases over the next couple of months?
Well, certainly that's something that makes us nervous. You know, we're still unfortunately at the point where there's not a vaccine for this. There's no treatment. This virus has the big challenge of having this 14-day incubation period. So that can be a very long time when we're talking about reopening things. And that means that we don't necessarily see the impact of those actions for at least a couple of weeks, maybe longer, depending on, you know, testing and how that plays out. So, of course, where we are now at kind of a low level of illness, it's not gone, but that's under our stay home, stay safe orders. It's completely reasonable that we'll see an increase in that moving forward, and it's going to take a little bit to see that because of that lag.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out over the summer, but most health experts are warning that we should expect another surge in cases in the fall and winter, and if K-12 schools and colleges and universities return to in-person instruction, it's almost inevitable. Are you talking with school officials in the area as they try and determine best practices for heading into fall semesters?
We certainly are. There's a lot of discussion about that, not only for the summertime childcare programs and camps and activities. Many of those have canceled, but many are still kind of holding out, seeing if there's any chance that they can provide services. But certainly also there's a lot of focus on that fall and what will that look like and what's the best possible guidance we can put in place right now. And again, that's really tricky. Like, we can provide that consultation and talk about what makes sense in terms of infection control, and the schools can think about their operations and what that might look like. But none of us knows exactly what's going to happen, but it is reasonable to think that we will have continued virus spreading in our community, and we're going to have to act accordingly.
Now, obviously, when a school is going to make a decision on how best to proceed in the fall, there are a lot of issues at play. But from a purely health standpoint, would it be your preference to hold off on reopening school buildings and campuses and perhaps until such time we have a vaccine?
You know, purely from reducing the spread of illness and protecting people's health, yeah, that would probably be great. Is it necessarily realistic? It may not be.
Right.
But certainly we have the opportunity, hopefully in the months ahead of us still, to relax some restrictions and watch carefully for the impact of that, and to do that hopefully slowly and take the time to see how that impacts illness rates. And that'll be really, really informative as we get closer to fall.
Once again, we're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cernigli on WEMU. We've seen the hardship coronavirus has caused in every aspect of our economy. Have you been able to determine the economic impact on the public health department?
Whew, that's a loaded question. I mean, certainly, like every single business or entity, either operating or not operating, there's a significant financial impact. And while we do expect some of those costs to be reimbursed, we will be having budget struggles just like everybody else. You know, one way to sort of think about that is we have many, many people now doing work other than their normal work, and therefore they can't be, you know, paid the same way. So a good example might be a grant program that somebody was supposed to operate, and if we're not doing that work, then we can't necessarily bill for that work. So there really is a tremendous budget impact on any public and social service agency as well as private ones right now, and I think we'll probably be seeing that moving forward. We're fortunate as a county that we haven't had to do layoffs or furloughs yet, and it'd be fantastic if we could avoid those, but we're certainly seeing those in other public agencies already.
Might it be that your department never gets back to the manner of service and operation that it was pre-pandemic?
It's possible. You know, in some ways, I know this sounds like such a long time, but we as a department, we're just sort of starting to come out of the prior recession where staffing levels were reduced and had really stayed reduced for a long time. We were starting to see those come back a little bit. And here we are again with another crisis. So it doesn't really inspire confidence that we will be at really good levels of service for local public health in the immediate future. And that's discouraging, especially when we've, you know, tried to respond to something like this, like a major crisis. But yet there's a lot of essential work that still needs to happen under our public health realm.
Well, Susan, we'll be following along, and as you have updates, we will continue our conversations to make sure everybody is on board and understands what is happening. So we'll talk again next week, and thank you for the time today.
Thank you. Take care.
That is Susan Cerniglia, Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator. For more information on the topics covered in our conversation and to access WEMU's and NPR's coronavirus coverage, visit our webpage at wemu.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.